This is Richard Wilson speaking. Thank you for downloading One Foot in the Podcast. So I'm a wrinkly, crinkly, but don't shed a tear. I'm not exactly a little old dear. One thing for sure, I'm still bloody well here. One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave.
Hello? Hello?
Well, with me on the podcast is a resident of Christchurch itself. She's new to this podcast. It's Jen. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much for having me. Such a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Obviously, you got in touch some time ago, didn't you, to say, obviously, yeah, you lived pretty much where they filmed the bulk of the series. So I was obviously caught my interest. And I suppose it's just sort of a general chat, really. And we'll have a little quiz later, bit of fun and games, I suppose, just a general chat. But it's good to have a guest on again, because I haven't done a regular episode for quite some time that wasn't a review. So you're the first one for a long time. So making your debut. Have you been on any podcasts before?
No, I have done a couple of my own podcasts, but I won't go into that right now.
Okay. You don't have nothing to plug then?
Not really. No, nothing to plug. No, nothing exciting.
So you live in the Christchurch area still. You've lived there all your life. Is that right?
Yeah. So I grew up in Ringwood. So that's a town nearby, not too far. And that's where they filmed British Empire.
You're a big fan?
I was a fan of it because they filmed it there. Yeah. So I was on set constantly there at the leisure centre, just watching. And yeah, I just love that. But I've always lived locally.
Were you watching One Foot throughout the 90s, I take it? Was that quite where that part of the country, was it because One Foot became bigger and bigger, did residents in the local area therefore, was it quite a buzz when it was being aired?
Well, do you know what? So actually, Tom, you'll probably know, when did it first start? What was the year?
1990.
That'll be on the tip of your tongue. Yeah, so, I mean, I was born in 77, so when it first aired, I don't really recall sort of thinking, oh, that was filmed around here. I didn't really know that. I remember thinking it was funny, and it didn't really register, because obviously there was no internet then. So, yeah, it wasn't really on my radar that it was actually filmed locally until, you know, sometime later on. And at some point, I was like, oh, I'm sure that's Southbourne High Street, or I'm sure that shop had 0202 at the time on it. And where's that? And then obviously, you know, realised it was filmed and where it was filmed and looked into it. And when, as the internet came about, I looked it up and was like, oh my God, it was filmed
right
there.
On your doorstep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were a 13-year-old girl when it first aired. So you might have been going, I'd rather go out to the park than stay in and watch a new comedy. But obviously.
I probably was sitting in watching One Foot in the Grave. But I remember seeing, I think I told you, Annette Crosby in Sainsbury's once. But
What was that? Did you actually pass her?
Just coming out with a shopping. So I guess they stayed locally when they were filming, presumably in a hotel or, you know, wherever. But apart from that, unfortunately, I don't have any recollection of seeing filming going on. Although, you know, I could have done.
Did you dabble in comedy yourself, did you mention? Or did you do a bit of writing? Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, God. Well, I do enjoy, I've always loved writing sitcoms. Yeah, just a fan of sitcoms, basically. And I do find it interesting how sitcoms, I think we've spoken about that, how they've sort of evolved and how the kids of today, like, it's interesting because my son's just turned 8. He's watched One Foot in the Grave when I've had it on, but because it's so different today, well, obviously sitcoms have evolved so much, like Terry and June is completely different to One Foot in the Grave. And then obviously you've got like The Office now and the more modern sort of sitcoms. But then kids now don't even watch telly. They just watch, they're on their iPads and YouTube. So it's just funny how it's evolved, but it would be really interesting. I'd love to know how somebody, say, who's sort of 12, 13, 14 now, if they would find One Foot in the Grave funny. And if they'd get all the nuances or whether it would just go over their heads.
It's down to the parenting, isn't it? In the respect that if you're the child and your mum or dad's watching it, or any relative, you're probably going to be influenced by them laughing at it, and you'll be intrigued why. And
my son laughs his head off when I laugh at something, but I don't know if he quite understands what he's laughing at, kind of thing. It's interesting.
You obviously can't force these things on the younger generation as such, but they'll discover it themselves. It's how many times we've spoke about, you know, the fact that you don't get that limited choice anymore, because obviously it was 4 channels, 5 channels once upon a time.
Yeah, exactly, so yeah. Yeah,
you would discover things pretty quickly See, there's an array of choice. So you're going to miss things, aren't you, along the way now?
Definitely.
And I've been pining for studio sitcoms to make a comeback. Just live audience laughter. Just missed that.
Yeah.
There's some amazing comedies. Some of my favourite comedies haven't got a studio audience laughter track. But
no,
I still miss, like, I think Not Going Out might be the last comedy that I liked, which had a... I don't know if you like Not Going Out. I just brilliant. Just
I'm not a huge fan of that, but I can appreciate that. Royal Families. We haven't spoken about Royal Family.
Oh, Royal Family's amazing. There's a podcast out there. Royal Ramble podcast for anyone listening who hasn't discovered yet. He's a chap who's covered Royal Family. As a side, it's a sweltering hot Wednesday night, and Jen is fanning herself. Did I introduce your name?
I can't remember.
It's Jen, everybody. Sorry, because obviously we did. Before I press record, we were talking. I said, is it Jen or Jennifer? I said, which character was named Jen in the Jennifer in the show? And you got it straight away. Which was Jackie's mum, Jennifer, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the goddaughter?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I can't say I've had a guest on the pod who lives in the Christchurch area. I went to the One Foot in the Grave night where they showed One Foot in the Algarve.
Oh, was it the Regent Centre in Christchurch, wasn't it?
Yeah, were you aware of that? Or did that?
No, I saw it on the One Show or somewhere, and I thought, oh my god, I would definitely have gone.
You'd have been there. That's on literally your doorstep.
Yeah,
like I said, just obviously met people were.
I can walk to that from my house.
That's incredible. That's a shame that because there were. It's one of these events. It was free tickets, and they sold out. On the night, there's a few empty seats, so...
Oh, don't tell me that.
I know.
Who was it that was there?
There was Doreen Mantle.
Oh, Doreen Mantle, yeah. Oh.
And obviously had Richard Latter, who works at BBC Radio Solent, and a couple of his colleagues, fellow DJs, they were sort of hosting the night. It was good fun, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a shame,
it was
that.
The One Show, wasn't it? I don't know if you know that. No, I think it was that night, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't actually... Did I
it
see
went
that?
Live to the Regent Centre, yeah.
Oh, right. Well, obviously, I was there, so I didn't see any reruns of it. That's a shame you weren't aware of it, especially it's literally a walking distance. Most of us had to, dash down after work on a Friday. Yeah. I think it was a Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember why I mentioned that now. That event. I've gone off. Yeah. Anyway. So, do you think? So it's all hypothetical. Would 1 Foot have worked past Series 6 if he didn't get off Victor? Could you have seen another? Because that's Series 6 feel. Was very different, wasn't it?
You know
quite
it
a few.
Was.
He had you had the between series 5 and 6 were a few specials, so it was it felt more modern, didn't it? Different camera equipment.
I feel like every sitcom, weirdly, as time goes on, it gets less funny. I've found that with the Royal Family, the later series, I wasn't a huge fan. It's just a different vibe. You know, the actors are older. All of them. I can't think of anyone that I would watch.
Did you think that with 1 Foot? Because I felt it got stronger and stronger, like Fools and Horses got stronger and stronger.
Yeah. I think if it had have gone on, I don't think it would have worked.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say, you know.
It would have evolved as the characters got older and more doddery and...
You could read the book, we'll give an indication of what life might have been like in more modern times. And
modern stuff comes into it, I can't imagine Victor messing about with a mobile phone or... I just don't think it would have worked. No.
Yeah.
I think it ended at the right time for its era.
You're right about Royal Family, though. I think it's universally agreed for the majority of Royal Family fans that after Series 3 and the 2001 specials, when they brought Queen of Sheba when they killed off Nana?
Yeah.
It wasn't the same after that.
No, it wasn't. They should have finished it there.
Fools and Horses got better and better and better, but then, of course, those trilogy of specials in 2001.
Yeah.
I was excited when they came. When they brought those out,
because
I was obviously at the time old enough to watch that as it live, you know, 96 trilogy, I was 10 and I watched that as it was live. But so I was born in the mid 80s, of course, I missed a lot of it as it aired.
Yeah.
And it's quite a thing to not brag about, but it's quite good if you were able to watch things as they're aired.
Definitely. Oh, gosh.
I don't know why it's a bit of a buzz. You discover something as it's aired.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like Royal Family. I've watched that from the very from the get go, but there's loads of stuff I didn't watch from the beginning. But it doesn't really matter. It's just one of those things you can sort of semi brag.
Red Dwarf is changed. Well, one of the writers dropped out, didn't he? And that's why it sort of went onto a different sort of track. Yeah. But
was that Doug Naylor or was it the other one?
remember. I think it was the other one, but yeah, it
Brant. Rob
wasn't
Brant.
The same. Yeah, it wasn't the same. Just wasn't the same. Because one of them was the sci-fi writer, the other one was the joke person, and the joke.
Is that how they collab? Is that how they collaborated? Was
it? What it sort of was, yeah. And it just, I, for me anyway, personally, it just wasn't the same after that. Obviously, still watch it, and you know, but yeah, just lost its, I don't know, lost its spark.
Going back to One Foot, what were your final thoughts on? Well, your thoughts on the final scene, series 6, episode 6?
In terms of, did she do it or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, how they kill Victor off. Did Margaret, you know, do the deed? Did she go back and, you know, get revenge? Did she take revenge in a different way?
I think she did it. Yeah, she was on, I think it was, because it's rare, isn't it, for Annette Cosby to do TV appearances. Did you see Loose, I think it was Loose Women that she was on with Richard Wilson. Did you see that?
I did, yes.
It actually made me laugh because she was absolutely laughed. Did you see that when they played that scene? I think it was the one where they were stuck on the motorway behind the horse. And
Beast in the Cage, yeah.
She was wetting herself. She was laughing so much, crying, just watching it back. And I thought, oh, God, that's because she's such a straight actor, isn't she? Like, you'd never sort of think that she'd watch something back like that and find it so funny. But
she's quite, she was quite serious though, wasn't she? She's quite a sharp kind of.
You saw that little, when she saw that, just watching her laugh like that was so lovely. But I think they asked her and she said, yeah, she did it.
Yes.
And I think she did it. Yeah. Because she had that streak in her. She was protective of Victor. I mean, when she, like, you know, punched Barbara Windsor and many occasions where she, you know, stuck up for him. I think she had that in her. Yeah.
She did swear she would take revenge on the killer. Yeah. That's when she assumed it was some jumped up young male. But when she discovered it was someone who became a friend who was in the same kind of position, losing her husband. Yeah. That might have made her think, oh, what would Victor have approved of this?
Mm.
I think the bigger question is, would she ever have told Margaret? Because Margaret discovered it herself, didn't she, through some cuttings?
Yeah.
At what point would she have told? Because she just couldn't tell her, could she? Out of guilt.
Yeah.
We'll never think. It's the beauty is we can make our own minds up.
Obviously what David Renwick wanted, but.
Well, not even he knows, really. Like,
I've heard him say that. Yeah, he doesn't know. But it's nice to leave it open to your interpretation. But yeah, I think she did it. My thoughts of that final episode, I don't know. If I was.
I think that the way they wrapped up was just immense. Like, it was so that final montage scene with Traveling Wilburys playing is just so beautiful. And of course, it plays out all the instances that Victor was ranting about in the previous scenes. And I just think it's an absolute killer blow telling us in the first scene that he's dead.
Yeah, I think where that came from was that they probably knew that would get out in the press, that people would know that anyway, I'd imagine. You can't keep that sort of thing a secret.
It's because Margaret's on the phone to that solicitor, and it's quite funny. She's got the football boot telephone handset, and it's all quite amusing. She's, you know, she's being quite witty, unintentionally witty. And then suddenly she just says, well, since my husband's been dead for 6 months, you think, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, just like, drops it in,
Because you assume it's going to come in at the last 10 minutes of the episode.
Yeah.
And it's also a bit of a... bit unique that it's still a 30-minute episode, isn't it? It's not like a extended feature.
No, I don't think it was it? No. Yeah, I've not watched. I don't know. I'm not.
I suppose.
If I'm going to watch it on UK Girls, I'd rather watch the first few series and just be happy. That for me, it's just sad, isn't it? And just like an end to it all. And
when you're watching that series 6, each episode does feel so final.
Yeah. It does.
Because the way it's filmed, it's more the modern technology with how they recorded it. The actors are aged a little bit more. And the year 2000 just sounds more modern rather than 90-something.
Yeah.
Like I said, they'd only done 3 specials between series 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And it was, what, a good 4 or 5 year gap.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say it didn't lose its spark, but it was definitely a slightly different vibe.
Definitely.
So you're watching each episode going, oh, he's gonna die any minute, he's gonna die, he's coming up.
Yeah.
Do you use that train station much where he was not over?
Yeah, that's a bit out of the way, that's a little bit further afield. Well, still nearby, but that was filmed. Where was it? You'll know. Forgotten the town
there. You know what? I was panicking because I was thinking, I can't remember. I'm gonna have to look it up. Hang on.
It's near, but it's not in. It's not that local to here.
Oh, it's Shortford Railway Station.
Yeah, no, that's it. I've been
Is that
there.
not very clear? You know, because I remember going there with Darren and Si, who've been on the podcast,
Yeah.
and driving. We went, our first little location run was where he died, so it kind of started where it ended.
Yeah.
And then when we drove to Tresillian Way, it did feel like a little bit of a drive. It was so weird once we drove into Walkford and
Oh,
driving
it's
around the
big,
corner, I
isn't it?
thought, oh
When you
my
get,
God, here we are.
yeah, you start to recognize it. Oh my God, it's just, yeah, it's
And
really weird.
it's never as big in person as it seems. Like the opposite of the house isn't
Yeah.
how they film it. You've
No,
got a
it's not.
brick
No,
wall
the
and
backdrop's different. Yeah.
it's massively different. It's a shame we didn't get to go inside, but I can understand why we just
It
turned up on
wouldn't
a whim.
spoil it for you, Tom. I think it would look, if you went inside that house, it would have been a different
It would have
interior.
been massive.
You'd
Yeah,
have been.
the layout completely different. Yeah, but yeah, it was a great. So I suppose, how many have you been around Tresillian Way? Just have a little sneak. I
Course I have. Of
mean,
course I have.
has it lost its?
I did what so when you spoke to the guy that owns it, I remember he said, oh, most people just park up, just drive down and park up the road and do a quick picture out the window and just drive off really fast. And that's exactly what I do. I would never have your courage to go and knock on the door and speak to him. But I have to say, he did actually sound, from listening to that episode, he actually sounded quite proud and sort of, maybe it's because you're doing a podcast, but he sort of sounded like he wanted to almost brag about it and sort of talk about it and say, yeah, if I lived there, I'd be absolutely, I'd love people coming and knocking on the door.
I'm still waiting for him to blooming contact me on Twitter because he said he'd get in
Yeah.
touch because I'd love to speak to it because the volume wasn't very good. It was I was just filming with my phone, so
Yeah.
quite hard to hear. But I'd love to speak to him properly about yeah. Ultimately, he's just living in a house, but
Yeah.
it's pretty
There was
popular in
one
the
for sale
sitcom world.
a few years ago. It was on Rightmove, and it said, "As seen on One Foot in the Grave." So I presume that was probably his original bungalow. It wasn't Walkford; it was somewhere local. I think Southbourne or somewhere.
So, what are you referring to? Sorry, the
So there was a
first.
house. I don't know whose it was. There was a house for sale on Rightmove a couple of years ago,
Yeah.
a few years ago, and it said in the description, as used as a filming location in One Foot in the Grave. It was on Rightmove. They said
Oh,
that,
right.
but I
Yeah,
don't know
because,
whose house that was. But
yeah, I mean, if it's a bungalow, it won't be in the first series because obviously they lived in a, three bed house.
oh, was it? Yeah, maybe.
I
Oh,
can't
yeah.
think of where that'd be.
No, I don't know
Maybe.
whose that was. Yeah.
Well, Jean lived in a basement sort of flat, didn't she?
Well, yeah.
And so
Then
did
she had a huge house to start with.
she had a massive house. Then
Like, how did that happen? Yeah,
well,
suddenly
I
she was
think
in a.
she got well. She divorced Chris, didn't she? And she probably didn't have as much money
Yeah,
to live off. But anyway, well,
didn't
we've
David Renwick say he didn't think that big house suited her or something? And
he didn't he didn't like it. It did. It was quite keeping up appearance-y. I know it wasn't anything good. The decor seemed hyacinth, but I can imagine Jean living there. But David ultimately wasn't happy with it, was he?
no.
So I don't know. We don't really see her house ever again. Like you see her in a
No,
bedroom when it's flooded or when she's
yeah, for the ducks.
ill in bed when she's about to eat the alligator
Yeah,
eggs. Yeah, what a cast though. There's not that many characters. He had loads of amazing one-offs, didn't he? Like Mr. Foskett or Mrs. Gibson. Because if you take a show like Fools and Horses, there's quite a lot of backing supporting characters, which makes it work. But One Foot has only got the neighbours and Jean, and it still worked brilliantly. And they kind of had a even split of episodes they appeared in. Rarely, rarely would you see the same neighbours in the same episode. It did happen a
No.
few times, but ultimately they didn't ever really converse in conversation, did they? They're completely separate. And that's sort of true to life because, like, you have neighbors one side. If you live in a detached house, either side of the neighbors don't necessarily talk to one another.
No.
You might have that relationship with one side and the other and so forth. But yeah, I just thought
I
that.
think that little I think it was nice, that little row of houses in the in the show.
Yeah, it was brilliant being there. And I was privileged to go in the back
Imagine when
garden.
Mr. Swaley moved house and went three houses up.
What a great, that's such a great joke, isn't it?
So
The
funny.
fuss they made in that convenience shop, the big cuddle. That's quite a moving scene, wasn't it? That was probably the nearest you'd get to one of the supporting cast characters saying goodbye to Victor because the nature of his death was sudden. So unfortunately, when people die suddenly in life, younger than their years, no one's really had a chance to say goodbye.
No.
And I know a lot of fans said, oh, I don't like how Jean didn't get to say goodbye, or but she
Yeah.
wouldn't have known he'd get run
No.
over. She
No.
I think it's because she thought he was trying to touch her up and stuff,
that's,
and then she just left, and it was just quite a cold and dark ending to that kind of relationship. Yeah.
But you that's typical of One Foot in the Grave, isn't it?
Typical of David Renwick, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Should we get down to the quiz? What we've done, listeners, is I think so. I've written a quiz for Jen here, and I'm going to read out the questions. You might want to write down your answers because I want to. I'll go through them at the end. Okay, so then I'll score. So some of these might take a short while to answer. So listeners back home, I've done this before. Usually something goes wrong, but I'm going to read out a question. My guest here will take some time to answer, and then we'll go through the answers at the end. Okay, so I've got 10 questions. Question one, can you name at least 5 relatives of Victor and Margaret?
I'm not really good at these things, Tom, I've got to admit, but I'll give it a go.
But think of people they've mentioned, of course, and that we didn't have to have met them.
Right.
So for this one, there's 5 points.
Well, I've definitely got 2. So you're better at this than me. You're good at memorising these facts. I'm not a facts person.
Okay, are you ready for question 2?
Yeah.
Can you name all of the single scene episodes?
Oh, yeah. Say again.
If you can't remember the episode name, if you describe it, that's fine. I can be lenient. That's fine.
Wasn't it always the last episode of each series? That was just him.
I don't know. I know
there was one in each series, wasn't there?
There was just one in part. Yeah, apart from the first series, there was one in each. And they didn't necessarily come at episode 6. It did for one series, I believe. But
I'll be crap at this. I'm not really good at these questions.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Question 3. You're gonna hate me after this. You're gonna go. What? Bloody hell! Did I agree to come on here? Can you name all of the animals Margaret and Victor kept over the years in their house, be it their pet or someone else's? A point for each.
Does it have to be the actual name of the...
No, because they didn't all have names. They might just be 8 particular animals. So as many as you can think of. I'll come up with 12.
12? Right. What was it? Animals that he had in the house that he kept.
Yes, specifically in their house, that an animal, a pet, ended up in their house somehow, whether intentionally or otherwise.
All right, I'll leave it at that.
Leave it at that, that's fine. Okay.
Be here all day, otherwise. Right, next one.
Question 4. Can you name 3 or more actors and actresses who appeared more than once in the show but playing different characters?
Oh.
3 or more?
No.
A point for each pair of characters you have played by the same person. Come up with.
See, I don't know a lot of their names. I know they're famous. Like,
if it's their actor name, their real name, or if you can describe them, that's fine.
Alright, I don't know. Okay,
that's fine. Question 6. There's question 6.
Yeah.
It's just, this one's a bit more, hopefully straightforward. You don't have to write loads of stuff down.
Yeah.
Question 6. Complete the sentence. I could stuff a what with your what? Fill in the blank, should I say.
That's from the show.
This is a quote. I could stuff a...
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
I could stuff a what with your what? Question 7. Victor was directly or indirectly at loggerheads with the law throughout the series. Can you name what happened for each occasion? Any occasion he got himself in trouble or could have got himself in serious trouble. Question 8. Can you name as many of the character deaths we see or hear throughout One Foot? Anything we see or hear relating to people dying?
Oh, God. Right. Oh, God. Where would I... There's loads. Every episode someone dies. Right. Mr... Oh God, there's so many. There must be hundreds of people. People constantly die, don't they?
Well, I mean, I didn't come up with
women,
loads, but a handful.
The class. That was at Christchurch Hospital. That was filmed.
But yeah, anything you we hear. So and so died. Who used to live down the road? You know that would count.
Oh God, there must be hundreds.
I can't guarantee I come up with all of them, but you know,
yeah.
If you do, I don't. That's fine.
I'm just seeing Victor say he dropped dead. There must be hundreds of them, but anyway, okay.
Okay. Question 9. Victor was assaulted a fair few times throughout the series. Can you name each one that happened to him?
There'll be others, yeah. I'll think of some more when we do the answers.
That's fine, yeah.
Right.
Pleased to know the final question, Jen. Name the instances Victor was seen in the nude. Nude meat in this context, it's obviously, it could just be one half.
Yeah.
From the waist up or down. Why I thought that question. I don't know. There's a reason it came at number 10 and I was running out of ideas.
Right, I've got a few.
Okay. All right. Well, listeners back home, we're going to go through the answers now. Starting from question 1, I'll read out the question again. And let's hear from Jen for the answers. So, Jen, question 1, can you name at least 5 relatives of Victor and Margaret?
Oh, God, I was a bit crap on this one. So I've got, obviously, Alfred.
Yeah.
Jennifer. My name's
Oh, God,
I can't think of any more.
Alfred, Jennifer.
I can't think of any more.
Okay. Well, I came up with Aunt Ursula. Could have been Cousin Ursula, depending on if you read the book. Auntie Gertie, as mentioned by Alfred.
Oh, right.
Uncle Dick, Cousin Ivor. Yeah. Aunt Andrea Temple.
Andrea.
Counts as a relative. Iris, who was the woman who dropped those two boys off in series 1 for Victor to look after, and he got beaten up and he had to tie them up in the garage.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Obviously, you had Alfred, Margaret's mum.
Yeah.
And Stuart, the baby, who obviously was mentioned series 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are the ones I come up with. Yeah. There's probably some others I didn't think of, but 2 points for you there. Let me know how you got on back home, listeners. Question 2, can you name all of the single scene episodes?
Oh, God.
Or describe them as best as you can if you can remember really them.
The only one that came to my mind was the jury service one, but I know there's other ones.
The trial,
yeah.
That's the one. That's the jury service one. Okay, yeah. And just as a last chance saloon.
Hang on, let me just think. Let me just come up with another one. Hang on.
You actually spoke about another one earlier in the chat. You described it.
Oh God, I just can't think. My mind's gone blank.
Okay, so you got Timeless Time, series 2.
Oh yeah.
Beast in the Cage, which is the motorway one you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Obviously, you mentioned the trial. Rearranging the Dust in the waiting room.
Oh, right, in the waiting room. Oh, yeah.
Threatening Weather.
Yeah.
Question 3. Can you name all of the animals Margaret and Victor kept over the years in their house, be it their pet or someone else's? So what did you come up with?
Well, I've got a bit of a weird list here. Right. Starting from the beginning.
Yeah.
Obviously, the tortoise.
Yeah.
The snake. That goes in the suitcase. Yeah. Nippy.
Yeah.
The spider infestation, I put.
Yes. Which episode is that?
So that's when Mr. Swainy brings something round and mentions the spiders you used to keep in the airing cupboard. And she says, yeah, I think that wasn't so much of a pet. That was more of an infestation.
Oh, that's right. There you see, I told you I wouldn't come up with every single answer. How many of you just read out there to me? Sorry. Nippy, one, two, snake, three, four. Spider. 4, yeah.
Then the dead cat in the freezer.
Yeah.
The bees in the shed. At the shed.
Yeah.
So the cow slash cot that she accidentally ordered. Patrick's puppy.
Yes.
Denzel. And then the fish in the fish tank.
Yeah.
There's others in there. What else is there?
Have I got anything? Are those all your answers, yeah? That's a good crack. I had Nikki, the cockatiel bird.
Cockatiel, yeah.
Yeah, this is a bit of a dodgy one, but the alligator eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That kind of counts because they're in there.
I'll let you off with that.
Yeah, and that's it. If you come up with all the other ones I thought of.
I'm sure
There is one other one. In series 1, there's the little bird he befriends and it dies.
Oh, yeah, the robin on it.
I think the robin. Yeah, that's good. You had
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's good. Okay, question 4. Can you name 3 or more actors or actresses who appeared more than once in the show playing different characters. Who did you come up with?
Oh, I didn't get... Hang on, where's my answer? I didn't do well on that. I don't know the ones that appeared more than...
Okay, let me... Okay. All right, so these are the ones I came up with, and I'm not claiming to know all of them, but there's the car mechanic and the locksmith played by Nick Maloney, so the mechanic and Laverick. You've got, this is the one I thought you might kick yourself at, Christopher Ryan played plumber, and he played one of the, he played the Kendrick twins.
He was in series one,
wasn't he? Yeah. Then he came in series five.
Yeah.
You've got the actor John Cassidy, he played the man pretending to be a nurse preparing Victor for an op.
Yeah.
He's actually a patient, and then he appeared as a window cleaner when he drank.
Oh, did he?
You know when he drank the what he thought was coffee, but it was a load of spices.
Oh right, yeah.
That guy.
Right. I wouldn't have known that, to be honest. Yeah.
Jonathan Kidd, he was Chippy Joe. Remember Chippy Joe? And he also played a market trader in series one, right. Where Victor robbed him, and he thought he'd pinched Victor's stuff, but it wasn't of the sort. So that was Jonathan Kidd. There was Cecily Hobbs. She was the eye clinic nurse in series one, but she was also a hospital receptionist. I think in Man in the Long Black Coat, you know the one where she's calling out different ailment issues she's calling out different patient names out loud in a really busy reception. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She got a really boring, basically her. Yeah. So I thought it was quite a funny scene.
Mr.
Melchior's going for his hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
The other one I come up with, so the actress Damaris Hayman, she passed away, I think, a couple of years ago. She was remember when Victor went to pick up some new shoes? Well, secondhand shoes.
Yeah.
And the guy was dead.
Just died. Yeah.
She was in that episode. She was also she was a receptionist in Rearranging the Dust when she called.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, Tom, you're good at these details.
Only because I've learned that over the last few years. I wouldn't have got that.
I'm not good with these sort of memorizing faces and like,
Doing this podcast has enabled me to learn this. So, I would have been like yourself with that question, you know, a couple of years ago. So, anyway, question five. Question five. How many one-off cameo appearances of significance can you name? So who did you come up with?
Well, obviously, you've got the obvious ones like Barbara Windsor, Rula Lenska, Mr. Foskett, Vince.
Yeah.
That policeman that arrested Victor, I've written down. Was he
a famous actor? Did he go on?
I'll give you it.
I might have thought of him, but I don't know if I would have.
Well, not really. I've seen him in quite a few things.
Okay.
Victor's brother.
Yes, Alfred. Yeah.
Alfred. Yeah. Did we say Alfred for that previous question? Oh yeah, I got that.
Yeah, relatives. Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, so
who's the major ones I've missed?
That's six you got there. Well, I have Mrs. Burridge.
Yeah.
Mrs. Skimpson, Mr. Foskett, Mr. Smedley. The large chap in series six who sat there on the sofa.
Oh, wait. Yeah, about him. Yeah.
This is a bit of a tricky one. I don't know if this will count, but in the Comet Relief special, did you watch the Comet Relief special in 2001? Yeah, there's Eric Sykes. Eric Sykes was.
Oh, yeah.
Had like one word.
Yeah.
Martin Trout in the Month in the Algarve.
Yeah. Paul Merton was in one of the later episodes.
I didn't have that, but that'd have been a good one. I'll give you a point for that. Paul Merton was a. There was there was Martin Trout from One Foot in the Algarve. There was Glynis, Tom Croker. Do you remember Tom Croker, Pippa's father? Obviously, you've mentioned Millicent, played by Barbara Windsor. Kazanzi, the gardener. You know the Daniel Peacock played Starkey. That was in the Who's Listening episode. You know the one who holds up Victor and Tom Croker.
Yeah.
Lewis Atterbury, April and Vince, Martin Trout, if I mentioned already, Hugo, if that counts. He played by Eamon Holmes in One Foot in the Algarve, the boxer.
Yeah.
And Louis Mahoney, who was his dad in that episode. And Richard Davies, Billy Whitney. Do you remember that episode where he thought Victor was someone else? He thought he was Steve Posnett.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I came up with anyway. Question six. So complete the sentence. I can stuff a what with your what?
It's either duvet or pillow with your pubic hair.
Very close. Mattress with your pubic hair.
Mattress.
I'll give you that. That's 2 points because that's along the same. I mean, it's not what she said, but it's basically what she said, isn't it?
Yeah. Again, that was such a funny scene because he was rabbiting on about something else and she's like furiously scrumming the bath and then she comes out with it. Just like, oh, just brilliant. So funny.
Well, it's true to life, and it happens. Yeah. These unfortunate discoveries in bathrooms, isn't it?
Yes.
So Victor was directly or indirectly at loggerheads with the law throughout the series. Can you name what happened for each occasion? So what did you come up with?
Obviously, he committed armed robbery in broad daylight.
Yeah.
He was arrested that episode where they were burgled. Was it the episode where they were burgled? And no, it wasn't that episode, was it?
It was that episode, but he was...
No furniture, and I can't remember what he was arrested for. Dripping all down your legs, wasn't it? Yeah, that.
Monday morning will be fine. That was
when he lost his voice. Yeah. And then he was, well, I thought he was taken away in a tow truck. That wasn't really against the law. That was just that he accidentally found himself in the back of in a car.
I suppose. Yeah, I don't know if you get in trouble for that.
No,
but he. Purely accident, but yeah, good observation there, because that was technically
the old people's home on, obviously, when he we don't find out, do
no.
we?
Actually... He probably would get into some trouble, even though he did, he come from a good place,
what else is there? Just trying to think, there must be all sorts of episodes where he's
the ones I come up with was, also, he wasn't. Just, you know, where you said he got arrested for inappropriate phone call for his bad voice, but it's also because he was trespassing in that same episode. You know, he was too ashamed to say where, you know, that he wasn't Steve Posnett and he went to someone's house. That's the same, that just added to the case of him getting arrested. Did you say robbing the market trader with the gun? That's good. Yeah. Oh, in Starbound, he was handling cocaine, wasn't he? He kidnapped Mrs. Khan in Endgame when he thought he was, you know, taking her back to her house. You just picked up the wrong person.
Yeah.
He was in the identity lineup in that same episode, accused of flashing. And in the final episode, he was, you know, when Margaret was dealing with the solicitors who were trying to sue him. But one of their clients said he was threw a dart at their butt cheek.
Yeah.
So that's what I came up with. So there's probably more, but I can't think of anything more at the same time. Okay, and question 8. Can you name as many of the character deaths we see or hear throughout? So another tricky one.
Well, there must be a list as long as your arm for this. I mean, there's so many deaths in this. Mr. Foskett, Victor's brother, man battered by Mrs. Skimpson.
Oh, hold on a minute. Let's just rewind a bit. Victor's brother didn't die.
Oh, didn't he die? Oh.
No.
What were you thinking of there?
I mean, he left abruptly, and then he had a letter from him in the trial. He was...
Oh, why did I think he died?
I think because he said he would have to see me for another 25 years or something. Oh, and
Okay. I'm probably thinking of Mr. Foskett then. The man that was battered over the head by Mrs. Skimpson.
Yeah.
Woman in the class.
Yoga class,
Died.
Stiff City.
Yeah. Don't know. What else?
Okay. Victor buying the shoes off the dead man in Dreamland. Mildred hanging herself in Tales of Terror.
Yeah.
And there's one that you truly did miss.
Mm.
Victor being run over.
Victor himself.
But you wouldn't necessarily think of that one because we're thinking of other characters, aren't we? Yeah. Skip Hoberman. In Dawn of Man. So, you know, there's a scene where Mr. Sweeney was a little bit taken aback that there was a person identical to him doing a job out in the field.
Yeah.
And he was quite cheerful about it because he got blew up in the war zone. So that person died in that universe. Margaret's
mum. Yeah.
Yeah. You know it. Mr. Sweeney's mother dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hear that. There's the review that Victor's reading from Marjorie Quayle about the comedian who committed suicide. And he's reading a review by Marjorie Quayle about the suicide. The miscarriage of Patrick and Pippa's baby. I thought that's quite a dark one. Yeah.
That was done.
And of course, Stuart died as a baby. It's another one.
Yeah.
In Who's Listening, in that Christmas special, obviously the little boy's dad comes home.
Oh God, he comes. Yeah, that's that's hard.
But the person who joyrode his car, which blew up, they thought it was him. That guy died.
Yeah.
So you never really think about that. So that's all the ones I can come up with. But yeah, that's fine. I mean, you come up with some of the main ones there, especially Mr. Foskett. That comes straight to our minds, doesn't it? Question 9. Victor was assaulted a fair few times throughout the series. Can you name each one that happened to him? So all the times Victor was assaulted?
Right, so I've got the... I've written down Market Stall in Southbourne, which that's just my thing. But when, the episode where he was... where he had the trench jacket on and thought he'd lost it. And I think, was that Jake Wood from EastEnders? He came to his rescue, didn't he? He's listed in that episode as a yob, but he's not actually a yob.
He's actually trying
to come to his rescue. They end up in a scuffle.
Yeah.
When he's got something stuck up his nose at a pub, gets into a row with somebody.
Oh, was that are you thinking of Wisdom of the Witch?
I don't know.
You know all the names
more than me.
trying to think.
When
now.
He throws litter into the car, does he get into a scuffle there? When somebody throws litter out of the car and he goes and throws it all back in the car, and doesn't he end up with something up his nose or something?
Parts of Darkness, when he gets a bloodied nose, doesn't he, for road rage? And
bloodied nose. Obviously, when he's buried in the garden.
Yeah.
The Chinese restaurant, when the man's talking really loudly and he goes over.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was just thinking of, Wisdom of the Witch. Yeah. You got loads there.
I'm sure many more.
Okay, that's good. That's a good shout.
That's what came to mind.
So, yeah, so you mentioned you got the episode you got mugged in Bluebell Woods whilst photographing badgers. So, you had a bandaged head for series one. I said the mental health patient preparing him for surgery. We've mentioned that already. He wasn't actually a nurse. It was You've also mentioned Buried in the Garden. He's beaten up and pushed through the window in Dawn of Man by Mr. Gleason, who he put maggots in his... The guy who littered in the river. Yeah, him.
Yeah.
He was punched by the boxer in One Foot in the Algarve by Hugo for the donkey pissing in his bath. Obviously, there's two blooded nose incidents in Hearts of Darkness with the road rage. At the pub, he banged the table and the glass went flying and hit. So he got punched for that. And in the Exterminating Angel, where he's a chauffeur, his car gets tossed upside down.
Yeah.
Sort of like, in a way, assaulted, but not.
Yeah.
That's what I come up with. Again,
many more. Yeah.
Finally, question 10. Name the instances Victor was seen in the nude, or at least part nude anyway. What did you come up with?
So I've got the, when he's in the old people's home having a shower.
Yeah.
Hilarious one where the TV crew are filming him through his window.
Yeah.
When he got in the bath with Mrs. Warboys, I can't remember, was he in the nude then or not?
Oh yeah, very much so. Yeah, that was in series 6.
Yeah.
He's featured as a fly,
What else? I can't think of any nude one. I can't think of many. Oh, was that when he's sunbathing and he's sort of putting the sun cream on his bottom and then Mrs. Spania appears.
Do you know what? I didn't have that one.
kind of half.
Yeah,
and then gets interrupted.
I had to make you think of a 60-year-old man naked.
Yeah,
it's a nice image. Although he's in his 50s,
it's a good bottom, though. There must be others. There definitely is others, but don't come to my mind.
Yeah, so you've got some. What I had anyone you didn't mention. Oh yeah, in Endgame, you know when he spent the night in Derek and Betty's bathroom because he can't get out of the bedroom, then he ends up on top of the.
Oh yeah.
Oh, in the comic relief special, Victor in the bath, but it's just him in the bath. I don't know if you've seen that. That's obviously another instance.
Yeah.
In Monday Morning We'll Be Fine when they get burgled, he's just come out of the shower, all dripping down his leg.
Dripping down your leg. Yeah.
Excuse me. So, very good. Let me tally up all your total points. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It won't be great, Tom. I haven't got your eye for detail.
You got 37 points. That sounds good to me. I don't know. I should have worked out what's the total amount you could get, but like all my quizzes, they're pretty disorganized. But that's good, 37. That's you put on the spot. I mean, listeners back home will have all the time in the world to press pause and think about their answers. And you've just been put on the spot. So that's a good shout. Okay. Quick, do you want to do a quick fire round?
If you want.
This is you thinking on the spot now for, I say they're random, they were random questions. I asked these questions to other guests, slightly tweak them. So there's no context to the questions.
Yeah.
Kind of would you rather or either or type
What do you prefer,
questions.
sort of thing? Yeah.
So
Yep.
you make these questions what you will. So Victor or Margaret?
Oh, Victor.
Patrick or Pippa?
Pippa.
Why Pippa?
I'll explain it in an answer in a minute.
Okay, no
I'm
problem. Nick Sweeney or Gene Warboys?
Oh, God. I'll go with Jean.
Wingate Drive, the first house, or Riverbank?
Riverbank.
I don't believe it, or for God's sakes, Victor.
I don't believe it.
The frozen cat or the taxidermy dog?
Oof. The dog.
The fight with Mr. Gleeson, where he's pushed out the window, or the fight with the gardener?
Gleeson for comedy value.
Okay. Snog, marry, avoid. Chippy Joe, Cousin
Yeah.
Wilf, and Ronnie.
Oh.
Snog, marry, avoid. Chippy Joe, Cousin Wilf, Ronnie.
Avoid Chippy Joe. That doesn't leave me with much for the
That surprises me.
Oh no.
You'd avoid the youngest.
Oh no. I don't like Chippy Joe.
He'd be late anyway if you're turning up for a date. We said Wednesday, didn't we? So you got
Oh.
cousin, you got a snog or marry Cousin Wilf and Ronnie.
Oh God, that's a terrible.
Cousin Wilf towards the end has got a voice box, hasn't he, or a computer? So your conversation might be a bit flat.
I suppose I'd have to.
Ronnie be quite keen.
God, who would I snore out of them to? I'd have to go Ronnie then to snog.
Snog Ronnie and avoid Cousin Wilf.
Wilf, it'd have to
Okay.
be. That's a
Okay,
weird. That's a weird. Yeah.
here. Well, I've got another snog, marry, avoid, but with female characters.
Right, go
It's
on.
modern times, so I don't know.
Okay.
Millicent, Katie the Cleaner in
Yeah.
Series 6,
Yeah.
and Pippa.
Oh, I'll go with Snog first. I suppose it'd have to be Katie the cleaner because she walks around in her bra.
Millicent and Pippa left to marry and avoid.
Marry, I
Yeah,
think,
and avoid Millicent.
and
She's a
avoid Millicent.
bit psychotic, isn't she, Millicent? Okay. What's your favourite single scene episode? You know we mentioned the single scene episodes earlier.
Yeah,
Which is your
remind
favourite?
me of, well, I'm just going to say the jury service one because that's the one that I just think that's brilliant. I just
One
love
man
that
show.
episode.
That's the one man
Yeah,
show, isn't it?
so funny. Yeah, I could watch that all day. I just think it's so funny.
Would you rather holiday with Ronnie and Mildred? Or Vince and April.
I'm going to say Ronnie and Mildred actually because that would be quite funny.
Least with Vince and April, you're kind of. Have you been to that hotel? Or have you? It's that in Bournemouth, isn't it?
Yes, I know it well. I've not been in it, but I think it is still a guest house. Yeah, I know
Yeah.
exactly where it is. Yeah, it's in sort of, yeah, Boscombe.
Boscombe. But your answer would be Ronnie and Mildred.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there'd be a laugh.
So Nick's heart to heart chat with Margaret in the car in Dawn of Man, or the ending of Who's Listening when the little boy is reunited with his father.
Oh, the end of Who's Listening,
Ends in
definitely.
listening. The happy ending.
Yeah.
Which ending do you prefer? Things Aren't Simple Anymore, or The Wisdom of the Witch ending?
I'm going to say Wisdom of the Witch.
That felt like more rounded, didn't it, in a way?
Yeah.
I suppose
Yeah.
it was a happier ending because he's not dead, but you think he's dead from the fight with Melvin. Okay, saddest moment for you, is it the death of Mr. Foskett or the death of Mildred?
Oh. Actually, yeah, I've written about this as well. I think I'm going to say Mr. Foskett.
Yeah, that was horrible, wasn't it? I say it came
Yeah.
from nowhere, but he did talk about one of the times he
Yeah.
tried to commit suicide,
Yeah.
but it
Yeah.
felt a bit.
Yeah. And he just came out of nowhere and just sort of appeared after like 17 years. The last time they saw him was in a guest house somewhere. And
Remember the little
yeah.
man with the moustache creeping through your bedroom to get to the toilet
Yeah.
every night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Victor ripping up his script. or Mr. Sweeney finding out Tanya has a boyfriend?
Oh God, they're both heartbreaking, aren't they? Oh no. Oh dear. I'd say Mr. Sweeney. Oh, that was so sad. Oh, and poor Margaret having to tell him.
Yeah, because she was trying to play Cupid and she was pushing him
Yeah,
to ask her out,
yeah.
and it didn't
And
work
then,
out, did
yeah,
it?
she must have felt horrendous.
She was giving off the vibes, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And you're a woman. Could you read that signal she was giving Mr.
Well,
Sweeney?
I would have thought the same as Margaret, to be honest, and said, go on, ask her out, go on. And then, oh no, to have to, oh God, it breaks your heart, doesn't it? Especially with him.
That's all. That's the quick fire round finish. That's very good. Your responses. All right. Should we play Desert One Foot in the Desert Island?
Let's do that then.
All right, so I'm sure listeners are familiar by now if you've listened to previous episodes. Jen here is crashed on a desert island, but it's all one foot themed. Just out of interest, where were you flying to before the crash landing?
Tom, I tried, literally, I tried to avoid the A word.
Algarve.
I've been through every answer that I can come up with to avoid it. But at the end of the day, I'm going
Oh,
to go
but
with it. It's
yeah,
got
I
to be,
mean.
what else can I say? It's got to be the Algarve.
For this, I've obviously forgot to say. I don't know if I did say, but you could use any destination that isn't one foot related for this. But the
Yeah.
rest of the questions need a one foot answer. But so,
The
but you
thing.
going to the Algarve, were you
I've
in
got to
this
say
one?
Algarve because I thought about Finland. I thought about various answers that, you know, I could just say completely unrelated one foot in the grave answers, but they're meaningless. And I just thought, do you know what? I'm sure everybody who you ask says Algarve and it's a bit boring and cliche, but it's got to be Algarve.
Not necessarily, might have had a couple, but people said all sorts of different answers.
I could give you 15 answers of places that I've been that I like, but I'm going with Algarve. I'm
That's
sticking
fine.
to it.
That's your final answer. Okay. I better write these down actually, because I need to summarize these at the end. So, crash landed, but you can have some company from the One Foot in the Grave universe. Whether we've seen them or not seen them, it doesn't matter. But who are you choosing and why?
I'm going for, and again, I'm sure this has been used before, but I'm going for Mimsy.
Mimsy, I don't think Mimsy Berkowitz has been used before. Why
Really?
Mimsy? No, I can't say she's been chosen.
How fascinating would it be to go on holiday with her? She knows everyone's secrets. She knows everything about everyone. She would just be a great gossip, wouldn't she?
That's that. I didn't think of it like that. I thought she'd be more
And
along the.
she'd be a good agony aunt to speak to and get advice from. But I just think she'd be great. I bet she just literally knows everything about every. I think every character has probably written to her at some point in that paper, and she literally knows everything about them all.
Okay, Mimsy it is. You can take any One Foot in the Grave episode to watch. It's just one episode. Which one are you choosing?
Right, so for this one, I've chosen The Man Who Blew Away
Okay.
for the reason that I think, I don't know, I think this episode goes a little bit under the radar sometimes, but there's absolute classic moments in this. The first one being the car when the car's found, you just see the phone ringing. It's just so funny. You see, it goes to Pipper and Patrick listening through the, he's listening through the wall.
Is that your go-to episode? Is that the
Yeah,
episode
it would
you'll
be.
pop on
And then
if
she
you are in
goes,
a mood?
yeah, it would be. And then she goes, you know, she says it's been found in Finland, and he just goes,
That
and then he's like, that bloody car wouldn't even get to Finchley, let alone Finland. It's just so funny. And then when she says, he goes, oh, it just makes me laugh so much. And then he goes, she says, oh, he's left his name and phone number in case you want to leave a reward. And he goes, a reward? I'll give him a
this
black stick here if I get my hands on him. It's just so funny. Such a good episode.
that's a top
That's
possibly a top three
three
episode, isn't it?
key things in that. That's one. The second one has got to be the laughing policeman
Oh
when
yeah, you look
he's trying to get
yeah
to sleep.
human.
Oh my God. It's just genius, absolute genius.
But that was in that bizarre thing to be playing at a party, even in the '90s. I feel like was that Mr. and Mrs. Ellsbury's party? Maybe they're off that generation to play that kind of music. They were playing the Rolling Stones as well.
Yeah. But the song is—it's the song itself is just so funny, isn't it? When you listen to that Laughing Policeman song, it's just so annoying. And then to be to be kept up by that.
And then the next morning you got faced with Mr. Foskett. So
yeah, and then you got Mr. Foskett.
They think we got nothing to get out for. It's Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get the phone call.
I bet you 17 years ago. Yeah, and then the two kids follow him in. That's just a genius bit as well. When the two kids come in,
and just
eat them out of house and home. And then he realizes they're not his kids, and he's like, "It's a bloody hell of you!" And they've like literally eaten all their food. Just
It's just I think it's just the way Mr. Foskett casually glances over at them when he says, "I got the two boys. They love my life," and he sort of looks towards them. Yeah. So it's very subtle, isn't it? very sneaky writing by Renwick to draw us in as well.
I think that episode's so funny.
It's question four, then. You can have a luxury meal. It's going to be the same one every day, of course. One that we've heard them talk about, one that we see them eat, anything. What meal or lunch, dinner, whatever?
It's a bit boring, but I'm going to say, going back to my previous answer, the meal that those kids ate with Mr. Foskett in their house, because they literally, it looks like an amazing meal. They've eaten
the buffet that Margaret puts on.
Oh, that'll do me.
I think
what's going on? Sandwiches.
That's a good shout. That's a clever answer, because you got a bit of everything.
Everything's in there. Party food. Yeah. Can't go wrong.
I think I might have said I'd probably choose that off air since.
Well, it wouldn't be fish and chips with the finger in it. It wouldn't be the rice from the Chinese takeaway with the cockroach or whatever it is.
Or the pizza that Margaret is forced to eat, because the other one is the anchovy and pineapple, whatever it is.
There's many things I wouldn't eat in it, but yeah, that buffet looked nice.
What about drink-wise?
So drink-wise, I'm saying whatever they were drinking when they went to the three housewarming parties at the wrong houses, and they were raving like absolute lunatics about 7 o'clock in the evening. Have you ever seen dancing like that? God knows
that is such a funny take on so housewarming funny. Parties of the '90s, because they're all in their 50s and 60s onwards, aren't they?
No one our age would dance like that. It's like 7:30, but it's just brilliant. So whatever they're drinking, I'm having that.
That's going to be along the lines of sherry. What's a stereotypical old person's drink? It could be like a Lambrusco thing.
Yeah.
Okay, any prop from the show? You can bring up, for whatever reason, you can have a prop from the show on that island.
I'm going to say the giant fly from Futility of the Fly.
Oh, someone else chose that. What's your reason?
Well, just because it's just so random. And there's no explanation given to it. They just get this massive fly delivered in a big box. And it's never really addressed. That'd be quite good on the desert islands, wouldn't it, to keep the other insects away. They'd be like, what the hell is that? But yeah, it just... I just think that's such a funny prop. It's just most random thing to be delivered.
I can't think of a prop off the top of my head. A prop to take. What would be useful? I suppose I can't think of many from the top of my head.
No.
I suppose no. I can't think of anything. But you're going. Someone else went with a giant fly, but I can't remember why they gave that reason. But it's fun to speculate who sent that. Some people speculate Patrick, because it's just a mess with Victor.
Yeah,
all the people that Victor's annoyed over the years, or not unintentionally annoyed at ease.
I think that's where it was going with that. There's so many, it could have been anyone.
Yeah. Question 7, you can feed any character to the sharks. They'll regenerate every day, so you don't have to feel bad for too long. But is any particular character seen or otherwise that you wanted to kill off?
I'm going to be a bit out there with this. I'm going to say, get ready for this. I don't know if anyone's ever said this before. I'm actually going to say Patrick.
No, I don't think anyone has said Patrick.
Well, there you go. See, I think Patrick...
It's been a bit of an arsehole.
A bit cruel. He's got a cruel streak in him. Victor, I think, is just a victim of life. And obviously, he goes off on his rant and that. But Patrick's got something. He's got something deep in him that's just not... That's just a little bit unsavoury. Like, when he made Victor... He gave him all the dog poos to go through and find the key, but he actually had the key.
Yeah.
When Victor bought him that, not bought him, but found it, he did find it in a skip, but he found that painting. But he did it with good intentions. He thought, well, I'll save a bit of money here, but Patrick will appreciate this painting, even though it had face elements of tomato ketchup. But, you know, Patrick just saying, it's excrement. It's just, you know, I think there was a real cruel streak in Patrick. And there was a couple of episodes where when they were in the house in Scotland and they were playing Scrabble or something just before Victor found out, before Patrick found out Victor had sold all his worldly goods. When they actually got on, it was quite nice, and they...
it's very rare, very rare, very rare moment.
Thank God. And then suddenly something goes wrong in. But
They're both on the whiskey playing a ball game.
That was quite a nice few moments there. Yeah, I just feel like Patrick's got that cruel streak that Victor's not got. I think Victor's actually sensitive.
It was well over the top machine gun in the Dark Gnomes. Exactly.
There's a great example. I mean,
And it went severely downhill from there. It's a frustrating thing, isn't it? If Patrick discovering some apparent weird stuff, there's an explanation behind it, but he never gets the chance to explain himself.
It's frustrating.
But partly why we left the show. But okay, Patrick, that's the first. I don't recall someone choosing Patrick. So,
but I still, he's an integral part of the show. I still wouldn't want Patrick not to be.
Angus Deaton's brilliant. Yeah, he's
that character's necessary.
Still absolutely. Very funny.
Yeah.
Plays the straight man really well.
Yeah.
Question 8. So when you are rescued in time, who's rescuing you?
I'm going to say, you know, the fireman that keeps getting called out to the hoax calls in Secrets of the Seven Sorcerers.
Oi, oi.
Just because he's really on it, isn't he? Like when he barges in and goes, well, I'm here, like come to the rescue. And then he sees Victor and goes, oh, shit.
and realizes it's... Snog, marry, avoid that one then, Jen.
Yeah.
You're marrying that guy.
It's just that he seems like, really good, like he's there after the rescue until he realizes it's a cell.
Yeah, that's a good one to have. Yeah, he's literally, quite literally someone who rescues people for a living, so that's probably quite a reassuring. Mr. Swaney's a very
he'd be a good answer. Boy Scout. Yeah.
Question 9, and it's the final question. I couldn't think of a 10th, so I hadn't asked this one before actually on the pod. So you have to leave one episode behind.
Hmm.
You never watch it again. Which one and why?
I'm going to go for Dreamland.
Are you really? Okay, why is that?
I just feel like it's quite dark. It's quite dismal.
This is Margaret absconding and leaving for a few days, isn't it? It's quite sad.
She's not told him, so he just presumes she's her coat's found in the canal.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that the show covers so many dark topics: suicide, miscarriage, loneliness, abuse, addiction, regret, depression.
It's a really Margaret is really she's quite cruel to him in that.
Yeah,
but Victor bites back as well because she doesn't want him to.
She hints in warm champagne, doesn't she? That actually Victor's very sensitive, and he's the one that would get hurt when she's contemplating an affair, and. She says, you actually know what's worse than warm champagne? And he says, no. And she says, no, I don't think you do. And it's Victor's the one that's vulnerable and sensitive. And to do that to him, to just disappear and not even know or say, I just need a few days out, you know, I'll be back.
Sure.
I just think it's a really sad episode, actually.
So you wouldn't particularly miss that one. Okay.
No. And it's quite dark. The whole scenery, everything about it is quite dark and sort of...
You know where they go searching for Margaret's body in the river. Yeah. Is that nearby?
Yes, it is. And it's, I should have looked that up actually, because my friend Colin, who knows a lot about, he's a fisherman and knows a lot about nearby, but he's told me where that's filmed, and it's not actually a canal. I'll have to let you know on that one where it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is nearby. Yeah.
Well, let's summarize your answers then, Jen. So you were traveling to the Algarve, crash landed, but you've got Mimsy Berkowitz with you. So the woman who knows everything, to relieve boredom, she's going to go through all sorts of gossip and secrets about people in the parish. But the episode you can watch and repeat, The Man Who Blew Away, the Fosket, and your luxury meal is a very smart, clever answer. It's the buffet spread in that same episode. All sorts going on there. You got starter, main, and pudding, really, in that one. The sound of the spoon scraping the bowl just sounds nice, doesn't it?
I know,
guzzling down whatever they're eating.
And
the drink you'll bring in, again, is quite a vague answer, but whatever booze the old fogies were.
It is, they're drinking at them parties. I'll have some of that.
I reckon it's a mix of Lambrusco with a dash of Tia Maria.
God knows what they're drinking.
some
Especially
exotic
Mrs.
cocktail.
Warboys.
Oh,
Yeah.
she is absolutely
She's
brilliant,
going.
isn't she? Yeah. The prop of choice is the giant fly from Futility of the Fly. I mean, it's a mystery why it turns up in the show, but it's also a mystery why you've chosen it, but you just want it, so fine.
Just random. I like that.
You're gonna push Patrick off the cliff into the shark infested
Yeah,
waters.
he deserves that.
Because he is largely an arsehole and cruel
Yeah.
to Victor. But a hunky fireman from Secret of
Yeah.
the Seven Sources is gonna rescue you. Finally, you're leaving back Dreamland, the episode where we just discussed why it's very dark. All the episodes are dark in their own ways, but that one in particular is quite it's
Yeah.
quite yeah. And she's so unapologetic for just
Yeah, just
pissing off.
up in bed. Yeah.
So I just
Yeah.
went to Margate. I didn't want to tell you where I was going, but
Yeah.
is
Yeah.
that what they call like almost like a fugue state where you're not off mind, you just don't consider what's going on enough? It does happen, but yeah, she didn't think
Yeah.
to. So Jen, that rounds off your debut on the podcast. I hope you've had fun.
Oh, Tom, it's been amazing. Really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for having me on.
That's okay. It's nice to speak to a resident of the Christchurch
Yeah.
area.
Yeah.
Getting your insight into the show and your background of how you first got into the
If you want to
comedy,
come
and
down and do a little tour sometime, I'll take you around. You've
if
probably
you're
seen all
offering
the
as a,
places anyway,
you,
but
you'd be a tour guide, I'm sure you get some good business.
yeah.
But do you mind me saying you own a driving school, don't you?
No, yeah, that's yeah, I do local driving school, Jennifer's driving school.
So you could incorporate your pupils with, if they're Mumford fans, you can take them on the particular tour.
Yeah,
Just round the
definitely.
corner,
I don't
Tresillian
know whether
Way.
they would be, but if yeah, could do, yeah. We'll do a 3-point turn down there. Yeah.
3-point turn in Victor's drive. Not that he had a drive, he was more of a garage around the corner. But
Yeah.
yeah, those garages are literally around the corner, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because it's easy to assume it's a different location, but it is on the same set,
Yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah,
It's not
yeah.
set, sorry, same road.
Yeah, same
But,
road.
yeah, thanks very much for coming on, and
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
perhaps
Great.
you'll quiz me one day and put me in your shoes a bit
Oh,
on
I
the
can think of
spot.
some great questions. Yeah, definitely. We can do that next time.
Lovely. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back again soon with more pods, I'm sure. But yeah, Jen, thanks once again.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. It's been great.